Lisa, you're next.
I do also want to thank those people who have who continued to raise money over the weekend. I think over the weekend after the pledge drive, and this week, Rourke raised $1,000 one day, and I believe we still collected $8,000 over the weekend. So thanks to our programmers for making that pitch. I also want to thank Hank Lamb, who on Facebook very clearly offered his services to help other programmers who wanted to learn how to do their programs remotely. And I wish that as many of our programs would take that up as possible. That was very generous. And all those people who are technologically skilled, if you could keep offering that to those people who are a little bit slower technologically, I think that's just great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dwayne Larson.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Thank you. I want to echo all that's been said, recognizing each and individual, particularly Rourke. He's always been our standard bearer, as music shows have been our standard bearer, raising over 50-70% of our funds. So that's not unusual. I would ask the others who didn't do very well to step up and do better, because obviously the radio is permeated with music shows that really have a lot of support historically as well as currently. But with the exception of Rourke and a few others, they certainly did underperform these last two. And we know pandemic and all of that had a lot to do with fundraising across the network. But I also want to recognize Akua Hope for the hard work that she's been doing, unrecognized, in being the hold down for Pacifica at KPFT with the national programming that has been done, May Day, as well as the most recent, including seemingly we've gotten to an hour and a half and nobody on this call have actually recognized what's going on in this country with respect to racism and police killing us black folks. And I can't breathe even in this damn meeting with folks trying to shut me down. But I also want to recognize Judon Boney for his work coming out of his setback, and in spite of being inundated with special meetings with people that's not the LSB, and having tying up his time and then saying he's not doing enough, I want to recognize him for Yeoman's job of organizing the staff and doing it in spite of some folks trying to destroy him. So thank you to Akua Hope. Thank you to Judon Boney. Thank you to Venetia William and PK for doing Facebook fundraisers as well, which no one wants to recognize on this call. I made sure I was last just to see if any black folks would be recognized. And all this we got going on in this country permeated throughout everybody can't see, and nobody has mentioned anything about what's going on. Yet you don't call yourselves presidents or racists?
On the heels of that, I would like to take a moment myself.
Madam Chair?
Yes. Just a minute, please.
Okay, Madam Chair.
And I have already asked Venetia Williams, because the movement, the political movement, the upswelling of support for anti-racism and for the black community as a whole has been so enormous, I have asked Venetia Williams to please work with me to set up a workshop for LSB members to work on racism. And I would welcome any participation by anybody who feels they have something to add. I think that this would be a terrific time to show our support, and I would caution against name-calling and that kind of thing, because that does not promote anything good. So, Venetia...
You mean anti-racism.
Yes. Well, working on your racism
work
is the same.
On racism.
Nobody. Yes, it's anti-racism, clearly, where people will be working on their racism, yes.
Let's understand, you have to have power to be a racist.
Yes.
You can be prejudiced all you want to, but you have to have power, and power is in the color of
Lyndon
skin
to the floor.
In this country.
Lyndon to the sack.
So don't shake it. Don't make it. Don't shake it.
You're,
you have to have power
out of order,
to be a racist. You always out of order,
Dwayne.
Especially with the
oh, look, this is not. This
forward.
Is ridiculous. Please, you're out
you
of order. You are out of order. I was just making an announcement about an upcoming anti-racism workshop for the members of the board, and that does not require any.
I
think that we ought to give Venetia, who has had some experience with this, an opportunity to see what she can do, and I will assist her at every and be a subject of it. I am willing to put the remnants of my own racism on the line. Nobody wants it, even those who are infected with it. Nobody wants it. So let's get that understanding and stop attacking.
How do you say it without attacking? We've been too damn silent.
Venetia, did
now.
You have something you wanted to say about
we've
that?
We've been too silent now, not attacking.
Venetia, did you have something you wanted to say about that?
You told me that you will recognize me. This is Adriana. After your
that's Venetia.
No, Adriana asked a long time ago.
Orders of the day?
Venetia, do you have something you wanted to add about that before anybody else speaks?
We're going to recognize Casa Nave.
Adriana has spoken. Okay, I'll just recognize her. Go ahead, Adriana. What is it you wanted to say?
Thank you, Madam.
That's
Chair,
more important than getting in a workshop organized.
Oh, do you think that you can refrain at some point in time to lecture me too?
See, that's racism itself.
I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't hear your words.
No.
Did I think
you
what?
Interrupt me. You interrupted me in the middle. Me start talking. And then you can listen what I'm saying.
Would you stop that
so
and just talk about what you need to talk about?
That's
what
why
is the point?
Maybe
what's
you
the point?
Can hear. If you don't speak, maybe you can hear, Madam Chair. What I'm trying to say that I'm keep dropping off the call and the number, the PIN number that we have is not being recognized. I need to be patched in through somebody else. Who is playing with this? This is not fair. I'm a member and I have the right to be here.
Of course you do.
Nobody has to drop me. I then do something.
Conspiracy.
Madam Chair, point of personal privilege. Point of personal privilege.
More than
what is it? What is it, Teresa?
Point of personal privilege.
What is it?
I can appreciate Adriana Casanave's concern. There are some phones that or services that do not take some of these phone numbers. I will send her the number again. I'm sorry she's having to patch through, but that could possibly be the problem. She might want to take that up with Otis McClay. And
that's a good idea.
Meeting? It's time for public
there is
comment.
Certainly nothing that we can do with it now except to allow her to rejoin.
Madam Chair.
Nancy,
yes.
No.
Richard first, and then.
It's time for public comment, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Lyndon was
Richard,
chair,
did you want to preempt that, or do you want to go right to public comment?
I didn't
public
ask.
Comment.
Okay. I didn't ask for the floor.
Okay, let's go to public comment then. Who's on
Tom
the list?
Harper
to... Tom Harper.
Is on stack.
Lyndon, yes. Lyndon, I think, is first on the stack.
Lyndon?
No, it's public comment.
After public comment, Lyndon. After public comment.
I realize that.
We're way late.
Okay. Anybody besides Tom?
Admo Cortez, the stack, please.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Who is it?
Admo Cortez, to the stack, please.
Mo Cortez, yes. Okay, Tom, go ahead.
PK to the stack.
We are so far behind, it would be good if you could just be concise. No more than 5 minutes. Tom, go ahead.
Secretary, you have Tom, Mo, and PK.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you, Richard.
You have Tom, Mo, and PK.
And PK, okay. I didn't get PK, okay.
You shouldn't be
thanks.
Working.
Okay, Tom, please.
Okay, I'm trying to, but everybody seems to be interrupting me. I'm going to just say this one more time. Every time that I attend these meetings and I listen to everybody, we cannot get along with each other. We always have to criticize each other. We always have to follow racism.
This is public comment. Please be quiet, board members.
When is this going to stop? When are we going to get this radio station going? This has got to stop. Nobody is getting anything done. We cannot get along together. Then why are we still having these meetings? Why can't we just move on and get the radio station going again? We are in the middle of a pandemic. We are having financial issues. We need to get the station going. Period. That's it. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
Well said. Thank you. Mo Cortez?
This is Mo Cortez. Thank you, Madam Chair, for allowing me to speak. I hope all of y'all are staying safe right now. I'm currently unemployed, and I used to be a document controller. I created the project manuals for GE's turbine engines, so they created the installation, commissioning, and operation and maintenance manuals. So one thing that we did pay mindful managing to is create standard procedures for things. So, you know, I think it would be standard procedure to create, for the website, for these meetings, to have a PDF agenda always there, a live streaming option there so people could hear it, and a call-in number out of the spirit of KPFT, honestly, the spirit of accountability, transparency, and also, you know, I also sit on the board of a national organization, actually a national organization, but, you know, one thing that we always keep and consider in mind is always that, you know, lessons learned. So lessons learned that we, some things that we can always do. So what I'm saying is that, you know, everybody on the board is to act in a way in which, you know, a students in Rice University would see you in 20 years. So basically, think about everything you're doing and considering and if you can, the best benefits for the station. So what I'm saying is that we need to have these options available for the people. And if the chair can't do it, I can certainly help out with that, or help you be part of that task. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mo. That's very kind of offer. Okay, PK.
Could everybody mute their phone? Because I think that is what's being part of the problem meeting, and that is for this LSB, this form of meetings is backwards. You don't get anything done. People drop off. They don't want to be a part of listening to you do this. But there are people out here who love this station. How do I know? Because in social media, they're saying that they do, and they're afraid that this place is not going to last because you all won't get your stuff together. And you cannot point a finger and say it's this person. It is all of you. You talk about doing a program of getting the LSB together. Are you going to do it with this platform of phones? Because who's going to participate in that? I don't know how to ask you to choose a platform where we can see you, where you could raise your hands, where you could put in chat when people are there, and that you don't have to do it this way. What have you accomplished? What? Tell me. Tell me what you got done today. You got nothing done today. An hour and a half of wasted time. I have offered to help you do this. Mo just offered to help you. Will you take advantage of it? I don't know. because it seems like you never do. And I have been raising money the entire time, long before fundraiser, trying to get people to believe in the station again. But this, the way you all have meetings, is not helping at all. People are shaking their heads and clapping their hands, you know, just, is it done? Is it done? All of the backstabbing that goes on. We see you and we hear you. And you've got to, I agree with Tom. We're trying to say this is the station that we love. But if you won't do at least changing, at least change this platform, this does not work.
Okay, thank you.
Madam Chairman, may I say something before you go on?
Sure.
PK, thank you. That's all I have to say. Thank you, PK.
Thank you. Okay. We have
Lyndon.
Lyndon is next. Okay.
Yeah, Lyndon? I just wanted to mention that issue was raised earlier saying that nobody was speaking about the racial injustice or police brutality, but it's in the agenda as a motion by the chair, which I think is time for right now.
Thank you.
Sounds
thank
like
you.
The police are using the term rage.
Oh, that really isn't necessary. The KPLF.
You maybe you're not black. You're not offended.
I'm offended. Believe me.
Well,
the KPFT-LSB moves to express our solidarity. Would you let me finish, please? It's written on the agenda, and it was thought to be the appropriate thing, and it was, I had intended originally to make the motion for the anti-racism workshop after that. But let me say, the KPFT-LSB moves to express our solidarity with the pursuit of justice in the murder of George Floyd, and for the end of systemic racism and police brutality in America. And that's the statement to which I would like to add that we need, all of us, not just the white guys, all of us need to work on this racism. And we would be wonderful if we could work on it together. And towards that end, I've asked Venetia Williams to work on putting together a workshop, which I will assist on, and other people can help with if she would like to other help. But I think it would be fitting and appropriate. I know that I was enormously uplifted by seeing people by the thousands all over the world to march for the end of this oppressive system. And certainly racism is one thing that has to go immediately, but there are lots of other things on that agenda. And eventually, I would like us to move into those first. But first comes the tackle of racism. Is there any objection to that?
I second your motion.
Thank you.
I object to it.
What's your objection?
I have an objection as well.
It's just a bunch of words. It actually doesn't address racism. It doesn't say that we're going to do this, we're going to do that. We've heard that for 300 years, that you are offended by racism. And yet then you say that I'm capable of being racist toward you. And the very motion that one of you brought today, I've never seen you bring it, any of you bring it to when an Anglo is in position. But because a black man in position, then you want to propose to take his income. Now, how
well, that's why I'm
racism?
Why I'm suggesting a race work
racism?
On racism led by a woman
a
of color.
I don't have no power. And rage, you damn right I got rage for the fact that you guys would do some of the same things. Some of us can't breathe, whether we're Hispanic or African American. You dog out Adriana all the time. You marginalize her, and yet you don't see that as racism.
I think that regardless of how I or anybody else on this board sees it. Excuse me, may I speak? Regardless of how anybody sees it on the board, whether we agree or disagree, I have asked Venetia Williams to put together a workshop so that we can move forward on this. And this doesn't mean under my direction or the way I want. It. She has agreed to help us through this. And I do not believe if anybody on this board is overtly racist and advocating for racist policies, I certainly have never heard it. Unaware of racism, yes, we're all guilty. So let's move forward. Let's move forward. And criticizing people and trying to humiliate them is not forward.
How many people need to ask to be on the stack before you stop talking?
I have to ask what?
How many people
she
need
said
to
she
be
asked to be on
the stack before you stop
a while
talking?
Ago.
Because I have
we had moved on to the motion by the chair, and that's what I was doing. And you are interrupting to say that you have to speak before the motion on the floor. Excuse me.
No, Madam Chair. You will
yes, that's what you're doing. Now, all you have to do is ask to be recognized, and I will recognize you. Stop making people wrong and ask to be recognized.
Again.
You're never wrong. That's the problem.
How many people asked before me to be recognized, and you stop, and you put yourself and keep talking before recognizing
the next
the
item on the agenda is motion by the chair, and I was doing that.
Why didn't you... And people were asking for the floor.
Right in the middle of where I was talking?
Explaining yourself.
No, I had asked for the floor before you started talking.
You guys let her finish the motion, and then she'll recognize.
The only person I heard, I didn't hear Adriana. I heard Venetia. And I go ahead, Venetia. I wanted to get at least one more item off the agenda. But go ahead, Venetia.
I object to this motion. It's just lip service. And
it's what?
It's lip service. Maybe there's a better phrase for it. It's just words. It means there's no action behind it. It means nothing. Especially
you're saying that Venetia Williams will not put together a workshop or that the white people will not attend?
Why are you interrupting again? Who are you?
Is that what you're saying?
I looked at the motion, what you're saying about that KPFT stands with the protests and against racism. That's what I'm talking. That's what I'm referring to.
Okay, I am.
Alan for the staff. Teresa Alan for the staff.
She's right, Deb. They're separate. They should be separate.
Okay, so I object to that because I actually find it incredibly offensive that the white people on this board would be in favor of that and at the same time completely ignore the numerous people of color on the board who have called out racism many, many times. Not only ignore us, but continue to tell us that we're wrong, that we're stupid, that we're... Yeah, I'm not even going to continue. This is embarrassing. That's it.
So you think it's not correct for the board to undergo training?
Point of order, Madam Chair.
No, I think that
Alan
the first part of that motion, what I read on the agenda about KPFT being behind the protests and being the board being anti-racist, I think it's offensive and it's embarrassing because it's not true.
So, well, how would you suggest? We just stick with it or we should work on it?
I think maybe if we do the training first. I don't have an amendment. I think the training is a great idea. I don't think that there's anything that we can say right now as a board collectively that is like standing behind an anti-racist thing.
Adriana had a point.
I heard Teresa first and then Adriana.
I have the point of order.
Teresa?
Adriana had a point of order, Deb.
I didn't hear it.
Yes, you were. You were speaking the whole time.
Go ahead with your point, Adriana. Do not... just do it. Go ahead with your point of order if you have one.
Yes, Madam Chair, can you hear me?
I can hear you,
yes. Hello.
Perfect, perfect. Madam Chair, my point of order is that you, as the chair, you cannot interrupt and talk and go back and forth with every people that talk because that is out of order. You should know that because you were chair of more than one.
I can't understand what you're saying. I wish you could get to a phone that would allow you to enunciate a little more clearly. I get from the tone of your voice you object to something I said or did. That's all I can get.
Deb, she's
Nobody
saying that you're engaging in small talk.
Is that really
you're
what you're saying, Adriana?
Forth,
you
Deb.
Object to the small talk?
That you're not supposed to be
no,
going
Madam,
back and forth
Madam
with
Chair.
The people.
Exactly. A lot of people can understand, but you don't. What I'm saying is...
I can't understand you. Would you say people are objecting to what that I do?
Try to open your ears. Try to open your ears and be quiet during a while. Then maybe you understand what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say, Madam Chair, that you need to put yourself on the stack because you cannot go back and forth after every people that speak. That is out of order. Did you understand?
Could you look at the agenda?
It
says motion by chair. As last I looked, that is me.
That's me.
And that was part of that talking was part of the emotion.
And you are doing it just now again. You are talking
as
over
you are.
Me before
as you, are.
You are talking over me without That's why you cannot understand what I'm saying, because you are talking. If you pay attention, you present emotions, but it's not up to you to go back and forth with every speaker. That is out of order. Thank you.
Do you have a motion? Adriana, do you have a motion?
I've been thinking all kinds of weird
the
things.
Point of order, Madam Chair. You can ask them to mute. Ask the member to mute, and maybe you will understand.
So there's two people talking now.
Yeah, ask people to mute their phones, Deb.
I believe it's
Bob. And somebody else need to mute, whoever's talking.
I'm about ready to hang it up.
I move to adjourn.
Is there a second? Who's on the stack?
Nancy on the stack. Nancy.
Nancy? What do you want to say, Nancy?
Teresa was ahead of me. Alan for the
and
stack.
And the motion.
I second, Madam Chair, this is Sandra. I second the movement to adjourn.
Sandra, you don't have the floor.
Nothing being done.
You don't have the floor.
So,
it's Teresa
I just
first,
called on her.
Teresa was
we need
head.
A vote on adjournment.
That's
all those in favor, Richard, would you call a roll?
Madam Chair, can you hear me? Madam Chair,
I can hear
Alan
you now.
You were muted.
Yes,
Teresa,
please.
We couldn't hear you.
Okay, Alan.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Madam Chair, it's not time for adjournment yet. Since it's only 5 to 9,
there
I
was a move to adjourn.
But it's not time for adjournment yet. So I have time to ask for an extension of time. I haven't heard report from the general manager. I haven't gotten to my motion that
Point
I want to get
order.
To. We don't have to vote on an adjournment until adjournment time, and it's not passed, and I'm going to ask for a 20-minute extension. Please, I'd ask for a 20-minute extension. Thank you.
Point of order, Dwayne Lark.
What's your point?
I second.
Madam Chair, the member is absolutely
I think Bob was first with a point of order.
Sandy was.
The oh, Sandy?
Absolutely.
Okay, Sandy.
Yeah, yeah. Robert Moore says that we do
have the floor, Madam Chair.
Sandy was first on a point of order. Please let him speak.
I didn't know what you were showing.
Robert's rule states that it's not debatable. A motion to adjourn. You have to take a vote. Thank you.
Well, if two-thirds agree.
Okay, Sandy, that was
my okay, so we're going to vote on the adjournment.
Okay. This is on adjournment?
I don't want to start making things that aren't free.
If you want to adjourn, vote yes. If you don't want to adjourn, vote no. But please be quiet and vote.
Bridget,
would you call a roll?
Well, I can get text messages, but
Robert, you need to mute.
Phone doesn't have internet capability.
Robert, you need to mute your phone. You're coming across as a
Bob Gardner. Can you mute?
Thank you. Are you going to bring me the birthday?
Are you going to run the vote,
please?
Okay.
Deb, I was after Teresa, and I have a staff recognition.
Oh, my
Very
God.
Important.
That's over,
man. Who's your staff recognition? Go ahead. At least we should do something positive. Go ahead.
Yes. Last Monday, there was big protest all day for George Floyd's murder. And Akua Holt, she put together 2 hours of programming about George Floyd, together with Verna Avery Brown of WPFW, and they did a national broadcast, all 5 stations simultaneously. That's a big deal for us to get
it
done. And no general manager objected. This is first time. I mean, usually the Californians don't want to do it, or somebody don't want it. So that was done. And it was played from noon Tuesday to 2 p.m. And Venetia Patel Adams went at night and filmed. And we have a YouTube channel now. Pacifica has their own YouTube channel. So we'll
Thank
be
you.
Looking forward to that film.
Okay.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Address that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chair,
we're calling the vote on adjournment.
This is the Secretary.
Yes.
It was an extension of time. Teresa wanted an extension of time. She was before Sandy.
Could I get the floor?
Go ahead.
You had a motion on the floor, and it was seconded. So you need to deal with that before you adjourn. And in
oh,
that,
I'm sorry.
In that
oh,
spirit,
what was the motion? Do you have it written down?
The motion.
Please be quiet and let him speak.
The motion was your motion about solidarity with the pursuit of justice. I would like to move that be tabled. That your motion be tabled.
All right.
Point of order. Point of order.
What's your point?
I respect the member's good intent, but he was right the first time. We have to vote on the motion. You cannot add another amendment or motion to it. What is done is done. We're supposed to vote and adjourn and have an adjournment vote.
You can table it. Or you can postpone it. Whatever,
I think that it I don't know. I'm involved with it. I don't know what way to call it. Anybody got a better opinion? I would like to vote on the most proposal that I put up.
Madam Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
I have a suggestion.
Go ahead.
I believe the intent is well, but as I stated before, it doesn't have any teeth in it. So I would vote it down and bring it back. Confer with other people and get some buy-ins to it rather than just this simple wording that really we've heard for 300 years with no action.
Point of information.
That can be done.
Yes, what's your point?
My point of information is this. Our regular adjournment time is 9:45 p.m., and right now it's about 3 minutes to 9, so we still have 45 minutes of our meeting. Do we need, if somebody moves to adjourn, must we vote on that?
No,
I think you do,
Then
let's vote on it so we can get on with our meeting.
All right, fine. Richard, would you call the roll?
I don't see a point. I think the meeting needs to be adjourned because we're not getting anywhere.
We need to deal with that motion that about solidarity, and I made the motion that we table it.
Madam Chair,
I'll second that.
I would second that motion.
Okay, so let's I withdraw the motion.
Can we,
I withdraw
well,
it.
Well, you can't.
If this board doesn't want to do it, that's fine.
You can't.
It doesn't want to see it done.
Point of information. Point of information.
Yes,
Madam True, is it not true you can't withdraw this motion? It is on
no.
the agenda.
You cannot.
It is on the table.
It's my motion.
You can't withdraw it. And it is.
It's my motion. I can withdraw it.
No, you cannot, Madam Chair. It is now in the hands of the body, and you can help the body deal with it, but you can't withdraw it.
I have to admit it, but I'm agreeing with
Madam Chair. Dwayne Lark, what a suggestion.
Yes, go ahead, Dwayne.
Can withdraw it if there's no objection.
While you cannot withdraw the motion, the body, with acclamation and no objection, can withdraw the motion.
Yes, the body can.
Well, I object
to withdrawing it. Let's vote on it, yes or no.
So we have a motion to table.
We don't get to get what you want. It's the body's decision, ma'am.
We have a motion to table it. We need to vote on that motion.
Do you have a second?
No, because the vote on that was before you tabled, Richard. Deb presented it before you tabled, before you made a tabling motion.
She presented it, and I moved that it be tabled. She presented it. I moved that it be tabled.
Let's vote.
And it was seconded. Let's vote.
Okay, let's do it. Go ahead. Call a roll.
This is a motion to table it. Teresa Allen.
No.
No. Casanova. Adriana?
Pass.
Pass, okay. Crozier?
Pass.
Pass. Foley?
Yes, I would table.
Yes. Gartner? Robert?
Bob, are you muted?
I don't need help. Gardner? I'll come back to you. James?
Hello?
Yeah, was that Bob?
Yeah, I pass.
Pass, okay. James?
I pass.
Somebody's got to vote. Lark?
Table.
Was that yes?
That's a yes.
Yes, the table.
Thank you. Lewis?
No.
Lewis?
No.
No. Martinez?
Yes.
Pass. Miller?
That was a pass or a yes?
It was a pass.
Pass.
Okay, pass. Okay.
Miller? Paula?
Is she muted?
Come back to you.
She's gone.
Mourinho?
Table.
Yes?
Yes.
Patel Adams?
No.
No. Rawline?
I vote yes to table.
Yes. Robbins?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Barnard Tomy? Nancy?
Table.
Can't hear you. Table. Okay, yes.
Yes to table.
I got you. Sherelle? Wendy? I can hear you, Wendy.
She hasn't been here.
Yeah, I don't think
she
Wendy ever got here.
Yeah, she's here. Uzel, yes. Washington? Rita? Can't hear you.
Washington, yes.
Yes, okay. Weinman?
Yes.
Yes. Weissel? Ted?
William? Can't hear you.
Venetia?
No.
No. I don't think it. Egberto's here. Okay, we got a pass up here for Adriana. Adriana? Adriana, you pass. Okay, Crozier pass.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Gardner pass. Bob, you there? Can't hear you, Bob. Wally James? James?
No.
No. Martinez?
Oh, I'm sorry, I was disconnected. What was the question?
Whether to table this motion.
Okay.
Yes or no?
I'm just going to pass on that, I guess.
Adriana's here.
Okay, I'll be right back to you. Just a minute. Martinez, what you going to do?
Pass.
You already passed.
Yeah.
I'm
you
got to
say yes or no.
Sorry, I got dropped
off. Yes or no to what? That's what I don't understand. What am
tabling
I voting on?
Tabling
the motion.
Right. The motion.
Okay, yes. Yes.
Okay. Adriana, how are you going to pass? I mean, you passed. How are you going to vote?
Yes. Me and Nancy, I vote yes. Me and Nancy were dropped again.
Okay,
now,
you voted yes.
I voted yes. And
okay, we got you. I got you
playing.
Down for yes. I got you down. Thank you. Gardner. Bob?
Oh, the pass wasn't a vote?
No.
I'll vote yes then.
Okay.
If you don't like pass, I'll vote yes.
I received your pass. Paula Miller, are you there?
All right.
Paula's not there. Wendy Sherrell?
How about Wally?
There? I got Wally. Wally,
okay.
Really, no. Wendy, are you there?
She hasn't been here.
Yes, she has. Deb?
No, sir.
How do you vote on this, Deb?
Yes.
What about
yes.
Bill?
I got an abstention.
Bill passed,
from Bill.
Too.
No, he abstained. He did pass, but he abstained. Ted Weiskel? Ted's not there, I don't think. Okay, let me count these. Okay, this pass is passed 13-5-1. The tabling passed 13-5-1.
Madam Chair, Teresa to the stack.
Go ahead, Teresa.
It's time for the IGM report.
Oh, my God.
Point of order. Point of order.
Yes.
This is Lyndon.
What's your point?
I believe next on the next up is Sandy's motion to adjourn.
Absolutely. You won't get it, Teresa.
Okay.
Let's vote.
What was the vote?
Let's
I'm sorry.
Vote.
I got
Nancy
dropped off.
Nancy was dropped.
Hi, I'm on.
Venetia 2, Adriana 2.
Okay.
Yeah, very specific, the one that are being dropped.
Yes.
Yeah.
Adriana, I was dropped twice.
I was dropped
I was
also,
dropped.
Adriana.
I was
dropped
twice.
I feel so
it's
sorry.
Otis Ware.
I feel so sorry.
Otis Ware.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra. May I be
yes,
recognized?
Yes, so go ahead, Sandra. Sandra, go ahead.
On the table, the motion on the floor is to vote on whether or not to adjourn this meeting.
Okay.
So we need to vote on adjournment.
That's correct.
Point of information. This is Nancy.
Yes. What's your point?
While I was dropped off, did the manager make a report?
No.
No.
Oh, y'all don't want him to make a report.
No, it's not that. It's just not that. It's that there is so much obstruction here. It's a waste of everybody's time and Pacifica's money.
Point of order, Chair. Point of order, Chair.
Go ahead, Chair. Go ahead, Teresa.
Madam Chair, that statement is out of order, and you cannot, as Chair, you cannot make statements to control our vote. I am trying to make this a productive meeting. I want to hear the IGM report. I am offended by the request for a motion to adjourn. But so let's
Thank
vote
you.
On it so we can move on.
Okay, well,
I'm
Brian.
You say obstruction all the time yourself, so how can you be offended?
You're out of order. Out of here, he's
it's out of order. I've withdrawn it.
Oh, yeah. How many times is that?
Madam Chair, should I proceed with the vote on the adjournment?
Bob Gartner has a point of information.
Teresa's
okay,
a motion about extension of time for the manager's report.
That we
point
don't need to extend it.
Point of information.
Yes, go ahead.
How can you entertain a motion when there was a motion in progress? So we have no motion. I believe Teresa was next to speak.
I was trying to call on her.
Yeah. Well, that to me seems protocol. We have no other motion because we had a motion in progress.
Okay. Teresa,
right?
Go ahead.
Well, if I could have any motion, I would just ask that we go move down the agenda, and it's time for the IGM report.
But there is a motion on the floor that I know you don't want to vote on it, but there's a motion on the floor.
Then
what motion is on the floor right now?
Then let the secretary
adjourn the meeting.
I'm trying to get. I'm trying to work through this. What motion is on the floor? I have withdrawn my motion to withdraw to terminate the meeting.
Madam
Chair,
would you please ask to be recognized and wait until I call on you? Then one person can be speaking at a time.
I have a point of order.
What's your point of order?
My point of
yes,
order
it does.
Is, since I just want to make it clear to you that we stomped on this motion to adjourn and second with Rich's motion. It shouldn't have been done, but since I supported it, I allowed it. Now we are at a point where you must take a vote on adjourn.
Please speak clearly and no other conversations while he's talking. I can't understand what he's saying.
Yes, ma'am. I'm simply stating that we should have taken a adjournment vote prior to Richard's vote, but I didn't object because I liked the motion. But right now, we should be voting on adjournment, whether it's up or down.
Agreed.
And Bill, I had a point of order.
Okay, Bill, what's your point of order?
I think somebody misstated what was next on the agenda. If we don't adjourn, the next item is a motion for elections for PME committee reps, item 6, correct?
That's correct.
Okay,
no,
thank you.
No, Teresa's motion to extend time. We never voted on it.
Point of information.
Adriana,
oh, my God.
It's asking to be recognized.
Orders of the day, please.
Well, I can't possibly recognize anybody with everybody speaking.
Adriana has to be recognized.
Ask Adriana, go ahead.
Madam Chair, you, after Neumark spoke, you agreed with him that was voting in adjournment. Then Bill Dozier talked and said that somebody mistake, and you agree with him. Madam Chair, can you make up your mind? Because what is on the floor, Wainisha Williams told you that too.
I put a motion on the floor, and I withdrew it. I put a motion on the floor and then withdrew it.
When the motion is seconded, you cannot withdraw your motion. Belongs to the body.
I don't believe it was seconded.
Point of information.
Can I hear the secretary, please?
Point of information. Did
yes.
you, Mr. Lark made a point of order to move on with the motion to adjourn. Did you agree with that, or did you disagree?
I think that his point was taken. It should be, I don't think, after I've thrown it out there, I don't think I can just withdraw it. I think that we need to vote.
No, no, we're talking about the motion to adjourn.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
She said
okay.
We need to vote.
Did you agreed with that, right? Okay.
I agree that he made the motion, and I agree that that's what we should do.
Let's do it.
Then we need to vote on that. Here we go again.
Go ahead. Call a roll.
okay, Alan?
Point of information?
No.
We're in a vote.
Could the secretary, point of information?
No, we're in a vote.
No.
On this vote, I have a question.
No.
I have a question. I have
that's
a right to
no.
question. Answer.
Alan is no.
Alan
says
no. It is not debatable. It's not debatable.
Let me take this vote. I want to know what we're voting on.
Let me take the vote. It's not debatable. Casanova.
I'm not debating. I'm asking you, what are we voting
Casanova.
On?
Casanova.
To adjourn.
We are voting on my motion to adjourn, which cannot be withdrawn, and we are voting against it.
Madam Chair, respectfully, it's not your motion, it's Sandy's. Okay, let me take the vote. You and everybody.
What happened to Teresa's motion?
Casanova. Do you want to adjourn or not? Adriana?
Pass.
Pass? Was that a pass?
Yes.
Okay. Crozier?
No.
No. Foley?
Can't hear you. I can't hear you, Linda.
Hey, let me do this vote.
Yes.
Not
yes.
Not everybody else. Thank you. Got it. Gardner?
Yes.
Yes. James?
No. Can you repeat my name when you give my vote, please?
Okay. I thought I did. Lark?
No.
Yes.
Lark, no. No?
Lark,
Lark said yes. Hey, we don't need all the conversation. Let me do the vote.
Well, repeat
so
the vote in the name, Richard.
It's being done.
Please be quiet.
Asked and answered. Lark said yes. Lewis?
No.
No. Lewis.
Lewis says no.
Nobody needs to talk. Not even you, Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Martinez.
Martinez says no.
Martinez says no. Miller.
Did George ever get a new call?
Bob, can you mute your phone? Moreno.
Yes.
Bob, can you mute your phone?
When you went to Bob and got in a wreck?
Patel Adams.
No.
No. Roline.
This is Sandra. I vote yes
to adjourn.
Yes to adjourn. I saw him in here.
Bob, can you
night.
Mute your phone?
You were here.
Bob. Bob, can you mute your phone?
Yeah, we talked about how good he looked. I thought he looked wonderful.
Oh, no, he looked in a long time.
He had a lot of color.
Well, I changed my vote to a yes.
Okay.
Oh, God.
You got to be the only
Robin.
One with two phones.
Robin? Darrell?
Well, some people die of infections like no. what they call it.
No. Robin, no.
Bacteria just keeps you up.
Havara Naratomi.
Pass.
What a way to go.
Pass.
Huh? Don't bother, shut up.
Wendy Shrell. Richard Uzel, no. Rita Washington. Rita?
Washington, who can't breathe, says yes.
Yes, okay. Sandy Weinman?
Yes.
Weinman, yes.
Hello?
Weisbaum?
Ed?
Ed?
Oh, my phone's ringing. I'm sorry.
Can you mute your phone, Bob, please?
I thought I was answering the phone.
Let him vote before he mutes.
Yes. Get him to vote before.
He voted yes. He voted yes.
All right.
Okay, Weisbaum's not here, apparently. Williams? Venetia?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, got you. You only get one. Egberto.
Not here.
Let's see who passed. Adriana, you passed?
I vote yes.
Yes. Okay, who else passed? Nancy, you passed.
Nancy.
How do you vote?
Yes.
Yes. Nancy voted yes. Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, let me count these. Eight. Motion passed.
The motion adjourned.